Hello?
Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. And we would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Stephen Decker?
That's me.
Thank you very much. And to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
Well, I'm retired now, but I worked
Oh.
about 43 years.
Okay, thank you very much. And what was your primary branch of the trade? Is it a refractory bricklayer, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, PCC restoration, tile setter, bricklayer, marble mason, cement mason, plasterer, stone mason, tile of marble?
Well, I was a bricklayer mason.
Bricklayer. Okay, thank you. And on the last job you worked on, were you an improver, finisher or helper, apprentice, journey or level mechanic, or a foreman?
Well, I did some foreman, but basically a journeyman, I'd say.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No, I'm retired.
Thank you very much. I know that this next few questions are going to be about people who work, but we do need retirees' opinions as well, so bear with me for a couple of questions. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
Oh, well, not really. I've been retired for, oh, maybe going on 5 years now.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thinking about what you see on your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Well, I don't really know, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
I'd say the same, I guess. I
Okay.
really couldn't give a educated guess on that.
Well, it's just based on what you've seen. It doesn't have to be
Yeah,
the correct answer.
I'd say about the same, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
You know, I couldn't really tell you out here because I retired out of Illinois, and I don't know. I'm living in Arizona now, so I really
Oh.
couldn't say.
Oh, okay. That's fine then. And yes or no?
I have no real contacts here, you know.
Oh.
I 'cause I never worked here.
But based on your observation, nothing.
No, I really couldn't
Okay.
say. If I
Okay.
went by a
That's fine.
job and they had a sign out there, I wouldn't know the company if they were union or non-union. I don't know. I never worked out
Okay.
here.
That's fine then. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Well, I'd prefer that, yeah. Yeah.
For the purpose of the question, and yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No, probably not.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes.
Thank you. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
Well, I'll say about the same.
Thank you. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get better, worse, or stay about the same?
stay about the same.
Thank you. Switching gears a bit. Thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat or cold, falling objects, fall risks, COVID-19, dust or air quality, something else, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job?
Well, like I say, hard to answer some of these because I'm tired. But
yeah.
When I did work, we had a big time language problem was one thing.
Okay.
And then that snowballs in the other problems.
Mm-hmm. So would you like to answer language problems?
Pardon me?
Would you say language problems is
yeah,
the
yeah,
one
yeah,
that you want to
start? Yeah, we'll start with that one.
Okay.
The language problem.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity these past 12 months. Political canvassing, yes or no?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
Picketing?
No.
Thank you very much. Now, in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
In the past 12 months, never.
Yeah. Okay.
Some of these questions are kind of crazy because I'm
yeah.
retired, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. So we understand.
Yeah. It's a bit tough. They're pretty off the wall. So,
yeah.
You're better off be calling somebody that's actually out there working right now.
Yeah, we do get those as well, but we do also need retirees' points of view because there are some questions later in the survey that we really would like to hear your opinion. Now, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one that you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. The list that we have is radio, friends and neighbors, cable news, the internet or social media, print or online newspapers, or local TV news programming. Now please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source that you are most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source that you are least likely to get your news from. So which one would be the first one?
Oh, well, I guess, yeah, I guess the internet, I guess.
The internet, we do have, print or online newspaper or the internet or social media.
Yeah, that'd be number one.
Oh, which one?
The internet. Like,
And after that, what is the news source most likely that you get your news from? After the internet or social media, is it radio, friends and neighbors, cable news, print or online newspapers?
Maybe the radio second. And the others really don't pertain to me because I don't have cable television or nothing.
But we're looking for the news sources that you most likely get your news from. So between friends and neighbors, cable news, print or online newspapers, or local TV news, which one is the most likely after radio?
Maybe the local news.
The local news. And for the remaining ones, which is the most likely news sources? Is it friends and neighbors, cable news, or print or online newspapers?
Oh, online newspapers, then friends and family, and then the next one's last. Cable.
All right, so we have first, the internet or social media, second, radio, third, local TV news programming, fourth, print or online newspapers. A fifth, friends and neighbors. And sixth, cable news. Is that correct?
That sounds good.
Thank you. Now, which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Healthcare, education, the environment, foreign policy, jobs and the economy, immigration, support for labor unions, or something else?
No, no. First and foremost, be foreign relations?
Foreign policies?
Foreign policies, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And
second
now,
would be immigration.
Oh, for that one, we just need the first one, the one that you are that matters to you most right now.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah. Thank you. Now, as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No, I haven't followed that in quite a while.
Thank you. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
Thank you very much. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I couldn't say. I couldn't even make a guess.
Okay, that's fine then. Now, as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
The auto workers.
And do you support them somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Thank you. Now, please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall.
I disapprove.
And is that somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
What about the job he has done on immigration?
I strongly disagree.
And the economy?
Strongly disagree.
What about the job? Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done on healthcare?
Strongly disagree.
What about foreign affairs?
Strongly disagree.
And support for labor unions?
With his support, I'll agree with that. He does support us.
Okay. And do you strongly approve it or somewhat approve it?
Well, I strongly approve that he goes with the union.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
Their job? Congress?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, I strongly disagree with how they're handling it.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
And we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Or are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or do you think you will not vote?
At this point in time, 50-50.
Okay,
that's a long ways off.
Yes, we still have almost a year. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Neither.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yes.
Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Well, my union in Chicago was excellent.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Excellent.
Thank you. Now, we have an open-ended question, but before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there.
Okay.
Now, how could the union best improve its representation and service?
Oh, well, I think they can improve themselves if they would push more on their educational side, like the training of apprentices and everything. I think they're good at doing that, but I think they ought to advertise it to architects and engineers and all that of the benefits of having a union person.
Okay, let me see if I got that correctly. Let me just erase this thing. And I think they could push more on their educational side. They are good right now, but they need to advertise to architects. And I didn't catch the next one.
Yeah, to make sure people use union people. Yeah, correct.
Thank you very much. Let me just make sure my grammar is correct. Okay. Now, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? Or what is the most important thing the union should be working on right now?
Probably to lobby more for more building up the infrastructure and everything, because it's falling apart. It's terrible.
Okay, because it's falling apart.
Yes.
So probably to lobby more for building up the infrastructure because it's falling apart.
That's good enough.
Yeah. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Is it email, job site, union meetings, mail or text messages?
It's usually email and snail mail. That's about it.
Thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never, once a year, a couple of times a year, or four or more times a year?
I'd say four or more times because I get a quarterly magazine.
Okay, that's great. And now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes, and these are the last few questions. Now, generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic Party or the Republican Party?
Closer. That's hard to pinpoint. I can't answer that because I like some policies on both sides.
Okay, so would that be more akin to neither or?
Yeah, neither. I'd say neither.
Okay.
Yeah.
And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
I guess I'm Caucasian.
Thank you. Finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Steve.
Thank you very much. And with that, we conclude the survey. So I thank you very much for your participation, sir. You've been very kind.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful night.
Yeah, you do the same.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye.
Goodbye.